Good morning. Scattered showers and areas of fog will greet us early this morning for the drive-in as temperatures have only dropped back into the 40s and lower 50s, and that overall dampness in the air from yesterday's rain remains in place. Showers, though, will tend to diminish with time as we go through the morning, and especially this afternoon as the upper-level disturbance responsible for the wet weather begins to lift out. Though skies will remain mostly cloudy today, we should have enough breaks of sunshine to carry temperatures into the upper 50s and lower 60s for afternoon highs. Also, as this disturbance pivots through, the breeze will pick up out of the west-northwest and become gusty at times over 20 miles per hour. This will continue our drying trend into the evening and overnight hours. With partly cloudy skies, temperatures will drop back to around 40. Another disturbance, taking the same track as the last one, will emerge out of the Tennessee Valley and Mid-Atlantic region and head in our direction tomorrow. Dry weather to start the day, though the clouds will thicken quickly with the chance of showers by lunchtime tomorrow, and then a steadier rain moving in during the middle and latter portion of the afternoon, with wet weather continuing into tomorrow evening. High temperatures on Friday will remain in the middle and upper 50s. Temperatures will push into the lower 60s on Saturday, but the upper-level portion of that next storm will remain over us for the weekend. With mostly cloudy skies on Saturday, there is the risk of a shower, and also the chance of a leftover shower on Sunday. Skies will become partly sunny on Sunday afternoon as well, though temperatures will be back into the lower 50s for afternoon highs. From there, we'll begin to see a ridge of high pressure build into the region, both at the surface and aloft. This will dry things out on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be near 60, but we'll push it into the lower 70s as the ridge intensifies on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies, and with a mix of sun and clouds, unseasonably mild weather on Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while that storm over the northeast lifts out, a second area of low pressure will emerge out of the Tennessee Valley toward the Mid-Atlantic coast. The storm will produce rain with embedded thunderstorms over parts of the Tennessee and lower Mississippi valleys. With dew points in the 50s and about 40 knots of wind shear, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has highlighted this area as having a marginal risk for severe storms today. The primary threat should be for some hail and strong wind gusts. Another front will move onshore over the west coast overnight tonight, advancing to the northern Intermountain region and southern California by tomorrow evening. Rain with high elevation snow and gusty winds will all be possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with drizzle and fog, 39 degrees, and a south wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with light snow and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 46, 80% relative humidity, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.63 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower, upper 60s, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers in Boston in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 53, that's 1 degree above normal. 1.05 inches of rain yesterday, 3.28 inches for the month, which is 65 hundredths of an inch above normal. And for the season, 11.81 inches of rain, that's since January 1st, that's 1.18 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 90, set in 1990, and the record low, 24, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:50 p.m., 13 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers and highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming partly sunny and breezy today with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle and upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers and highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers and temperatures in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40 degrees. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Becoming partly sunny and breezy today with a few scattered showers and highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, dry but thickening clouds in the morning with scattered showers developing, then a steadier rain in the afternoon, mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, a chance of shower Saturday, lower 60s. Still the risk of a scattered shower Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s Monday, mostly sunny, lower 70s Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s to near 80 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.